Hello and welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. And this is our Get Ready for Love series, where we offer practical tips and guidance on how to navigate the modern dating world and find the right partner for you.
Okay, so today's question, Vicky, another one that is very close to my heart. Can we ever get good at handling rejection?
Yeah. Rejection.
Oh, God.
So hard. And it's one of the hardest parts of the whole dating process because, of course, it brings up all our fears of not being good enough, not being lovable enough, and all our insecurities. And it's really tough, painful. And there are different forms of rejection when you're dating. It can be, you know, small rejection in the form of someone not replying to a message.
Yeah.
If you've sent a first message to someone, especially on apps like Bumble, where that's the way it works, you have to send a first message to initiate a conversation. So if then you don't get a reply from someone, it's a non-starter.
Yeah.
So that can be really tough. And it can really just make you feel a bit flat about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's ghosting. So if it's a first date or after a string of dates, somebody just totally disappearing on you, again, that's a form of rejection. And then, of course, breakups as well. So if you imagine it's like a spectrum or sliding scale, and there's different levels of it or different layers of intensity of it. But regardless of the rejection itself, it's about how you handle it, how you choose to handle it and what you make that rejection mean.
Yeah. Oh my God. 100%. And my big problem with dating and the reason I suffered so much was because when I experienced any kind of rejection, which is essentially someone not wanting to marry me. No, but it's not someone wanting to take things further. That's it. It's literally that. Someone doesn't want to take it further, whether it's because they don't fancy me or they just weren't that excited about it or it had nothing to do with me. And it was because they just weren't in a place right now. It was both how that person dealt with that, actually. But more than anything, it was what I made it mean. And I would immediately, it would trigger straight away my narrative, which was, I am always rejected. I will always be rejected because I'm not lovable. And that what I thought to be the truth hurt so hard and so deep and just filled me with so much despair and self-rejection, actually, that it was such an awful place to go to because of the narrative that I had around it. For me, God, I've had and that lasted for years and years, that making that rejection, making it mean something so painful about myself, which was that I was unlovable. That's where it went to immediately. That's why I suffered with it so much.
Mm. Yeah. And I think we can't always control how others behave or what others do, but we can always control how we respond to it and what we make it mean.
Yeah.
And if we focus on that, then it can be incredibly empowering to form your own narrative of what it means when you're rejected. And so we always say that rejection is redirection.
Oh, that was a game changer for me. Such a game changer. And I remember we came up with an exercise that we did with our very first Get Ready for Love when it was a pilot. And I remember doing it on myself at the time because I was single when we were designing it, where I went back through all the times I could remember being rejected. And I reframed it and I gave thanks to it because it redirected me. And at that time, it redirected it me to me. So it helped me find my way back to me. I was just, oh my God, it was such, I just remember it now, the difference in energy I felt set free. It was absolutely amazing. And it really is. And it just shows how you frame it is everything.
Yeah. Totally. And that is the difference between someone who is rejected and is totally flawed by it versus someone who is rejected and feels the pain of it and is sad and feels all the emotions around it, but is able to move on from it and bounce back.
Yeah.
And it's that resilience, cultivating that resilience when you're dating. And it's totally possible, but it's just forming your own narrative around what it means. And if it helps, then use our mantra, rejection is redirection. Mm. Use that mantra and remind yourself that you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. And I know that can be hard to maybe even accept for some people.
Yeah.
But it's even if that was possible, which it isn't, it's impossible to be everyone's cup of tea. But even if it was, that would be really exhausting.
Yeah.
If you were.
Well, yeah, it's impossible. You can't be everyone's cup of tea.
So there are going to be people, and it's not anything to do with you. Quite often it's just to do with the dynamics between you.
Yeah.
That maybe that those dynamics would not work in partnership.
Yeah. Do you know, I remember after we'd done a lot of work and I'd really gone through my Get Ready for Love process, and I dated a guy for about 6 weeks, and I was really into it. I was like, let's give this the first person in such a long time. I thought, let's give this a go. I was excited. And at the end of the 6 weeks, or as we got to 6 weeks, he turned around and he said, look, normally I'd just let this go on because I do like you. Like, I'm enjoying this, but in all honesty, I don't see this going on further than like 6 months. I can't see like really long term. And he said, you've been so open and respectful with me. I feel like I want to give that back to you. First time this had happened in a long time. And he said, so I want to be honest and just, I think I want you to find someone that you can have that with, because I know you haven't said much about it, but it's obvious.
You didn't
need to. It's obvious you want the real thing. And I don't want to waste your time. And it hurt for a little bit because obviously I'd liked him. And I was like, oh, and I was disappointed. But for the first time in my life, I didn't make it mean something about me.
Yeah.
And also, he did it in such a respectful way. And I remember a friend saying to me, you invited that in. You invited in that respect. And I remember thanking him and saying, do you know what? I haven't had someone deal with this, like saying no and walking away with such love and respect. He said, well, he said, I got the sense that you hadn't had a good time of it in recent years. He said, but you deserve someone to treat you with respect. It was such a beautiful ending. And I was still being rejected, but I didn't make it mean that I would be forever alone and that I was unlovable. And also, he did it in such a way that I'd now invited in this sort of level of respect that it was, it just made me realize that you can have endings that aren't painful. Yeah. I cried for a few days. I was like, oh, why? I was allowed to have a pity party, but for a couple of days. And then there's that bounce back ability. Mm. And it was just so amazing how different it can be when you frame it differently.
Yeah. And then I remember this as well. I remember you saying you were thanking him in your gratitude because he had the qualities of someone who you were really looking for, those qualities, someone who is really respectful. And thank you to myself for attracting that in. And thank you to him because you're showing me what it is that I really want now.
Yeah. And it was a great lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really key to cultivating that bounce back ability and that resilience when it comes to dating.
Mm.
Adopting that attitude of gratitude and thanking them for setting you free, because then it could be redirecting you to something better and creating space for someone else to come into your life that is available, that is going to be the right person for you. And so thanking that person for creating that space. And now we're not denying how painful it can be when something's quite raw in the very beginnings of a breakup. So do really feel all those feelings that are there, all those raw emotions. Get help if you need to with that. And really prioritize self-love and self-care, and take a break if you're dating and you've been ghosted. Take a break from the apps if you need to, and go and spend time with loved ones and do things that fill you with joy, and then come back to dating when you feel like you're ready. If it's a breakup in a relationship, then you'll need some more time to really focus on yourself, and then come back when you're feeling ready to go on that dating journey and to get back out there. You don't need to rush that. But some key principles really in developing resilience is the gratitude, is the narrative, and forming that really empowering narrative for yourself, and know that it's not about you. It's
yes.
not challenging your worth.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you're unlovable. It just means it isn't a good fit. You've been listening to the Get Ready for Love series on the Project Love podcast.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you're feeling stuck in your love life and finding dating to be frustrating and exhausting, then come and join Get Ready for Love, our 30-lesson online course to transform your love life.
As well as having us, Selena and Vicky, as your co-pilots on your 30-lesson journey, bringing you a lesson every day and videos and audio tutorials bursting with energy and love, you'll also be welcomed into our private Facebook group, The Love Zone, where you can hang out with like-minded women and ask for help and guidance whenever you need it.
It really is gorgeous in there. So if you'd like to sign up to the Get Ready for Love course, or you'd like to find out more about love coaching with Vicky, then head on over to loveprojectlove.com.